started. So we've done this lesson before. It's lesson number 2 called Seeing the Heels. Today is it the 30th, you guys? The 30th, thank you. January 30th, 2019. What? Excuse me. Thank you. So we always start a lesson on your back. So go ahead and lie on your back, your arms down by your side, preferably your legs long. So I'm going to sneeze again. So in this position, this is like what we call also the rest position, our starting position, is it's time for you to take in inventory about how you lie on the floor, how you're experiencing yourself today, this morning. So how are your shoulder blades resting on the floor? How is your mid-back resting? That's the area right below the shoulder blades, traveling into your lower back. So noticing what parts of you rest and make contact with the floor, what parts of you don't. And within that, noticing is your comfort level. So if there's any areas that you're experiencing any discomfort, or maybe just a lack of ease, could be a shoulder, could be one side of your pelvis. So how are you observing and noticing yourself today? Draw some attention and awareness to your breath and your breathing, your inhalation and your exhalation. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left to observe the quality of rolling your head today. And how that feels. Beautiful. So before we roll over, because in a minute we are going to roll over, make sure, I think just one of you has glasses on. Let's take off your glasses. And is that your bag over there?
Yes.
Let me put it on your bag. Actually on the ledge so that I don't step on them. Okay, so go ahead and roll over onto your stomach. Your legs are going to be long, and you're going to place your right ear on the back of your right hand, and your right hand is on top of your left. So palms are always facing down. So again, the right hand is on top of the left hand, and then your right ear is on the back of the right hand, okay? And think of your right arm, hand, and out to the elbow, kind of making like a shelf, so to speak. And you're gonna slowly and gently start to lift your right arm, supporting your head to lift your head. And it's just about 2 or 3 inches, no more than that. So the right elbow, hand and head come up and back down. And again, you want to do this movement slowly so that you can really sense what immediately engages in your back. So on your backside here, it's called your extensors. These are the muscles along your spine, and they are critical for you being able to stand up. So the moment that you lift the right arm and your head rests on the back of the arm, so you don't lift your head separately, It's your right arm elevating the head. Okay? So make sure your head is resting on the back of the hand. Don't lift them independently. Right? So then the right arm lifts the head at that. That's it. Right? And it goes right into your back. Okay? But this is a good tightness. Right? This is engaging, again, your extensors. So you're observing how it is on the right side. Beautiful. Pause for a moment. And now you're going to put your left hand on top of your right. And you're going to turn your head so that the left ear is resting. Had my hat on funny. Didn't feel right. Isn't that funny? Okay, so now with the left arm, you're going to float your head up. So remember, the back of your head is resting on the back of the left hand. So it's the left elbow, the left hand, all comes up. And immediately you feel it in your back. But what's different? How is the left side and the left arm different than the right? What do you notice that's different? Maybe it feels a little harder, more work, less work. Maybe you feel a little more awkward. Do you roll one side of your pelvis? What do you notice? Excellent. Now you're going to stay with the left ear on the back of the left hand. You're just going to pause for a moment. And you're now going to bend your right knee so your right foot is towards the ceiling. Beautiful. And your left leg stays long. So now you're going to continue lifting your head with the left arm. And you're going to think about looking over your right shoulder as if you were going to see the right foot. That's why it's called seeing the heels, right? So you lift, and then there's a little bit of what we would call side bending to the right for you to be able to get a little bit into your image, that right foot. And it's best to do this as you exhale. So you exhale and lift. Can you bend this a little bit more? Yeah, just relax it up here so it's not so much work. Or does that still feel like work?
No.
Okay. So make sure that the right foot is at a 90 degree, a right angle, right? I guess that would be, is that 45 degree? Am I wrong? Or 90 degree? 90, okay. And that your foot's to the ceiling. That's it. Beautiful. Okay, keep the foot up and change the hands. But still keep the left ear now on the back of the right hand. There you go. And now lift the right arm to look over at the right foot. That's it. Okay, beautiful. Let it all go and let's roll onto your back and rest. So it's a lot of work, right? So one of the things, it's a lot of work. Rest with your legs long, arms by your side. And the first thing is to draw your attention into observing how you're feeling now on your back. Is this one on? Let's just move it closer to you. So The extensors, if they feel like it's a lot of work, right, and it's kind of hard, that gives you information that it's something you need, right? And as we get older in life, we tend to be more rounded forward, which means our extensors have gotten weak. So you're in the perfect class today. Everybody can improve their extensors. Always, always. We could always improve the strengthening of our backside because we spend so much of our life sitting, bent over, computers, driving. Okay, so let's go back over. Back to your right hand on top of your left, and then the right ear. So you're looking to the left. Your legs are long. And you're going to bend your left knee this time. So remember, it's a 90-degree angle. Your foot is pointed towards the ceiling. Or not really pointed, but directed. Okay, and now you're going to float your head up with your right arm. And you're imagining that you can see that left heel, right? So there's a little bit of side bend. So it's first lift, and then you kind of side bend to look over the left shoulder to spot in your peripheral your left heel. That's it. Beautiful. Now, keeping your face looking to the left, just change over the hands. So then the left hand's on top, floating your head up to look at the left heel. Right, so it's different. It engages different extensors in your back. May feel a little harder, a little more awkward. That's it. Beautiful. Okay, let's just rest for a minute on your stomach. Legs long, and I'm going to let you choose how you want to rest your head. So it can be turned to one side. You can have your forehead on the back of your hands. Just find your comfort to rest on your stomach. So again, these extensors, they run from the base of your neck all the way down to your pelvis. And they are what allow you to be upright. So we're going to continue now developing, engaging them from your legs, the lower part. So you're going to bend both knees. So both feet are directed towards the ceiling. And what you first want to notice is on the front side, the space under your hips. So again, if you're somewhat weak with your extensors, you're going to have significant space under your hips. So it's just information for you. Okay, bring your forehead to rest on the back of the hands, and why don't we start with the right hand on top of the left? Okay, so now we're going to begin just with the right leg. So think about the right knee from the knee, right, to come away from the floor as if you were going to slide a piece of paper under your right knee. Okay, now there's a couple ways to do this. One way, if you're really tight in the hips, is you're going to start to rotate the pelvis. So I'm drawing attention to that so that you can become aware if you're one of those people. And instead, what I'd like you to do is push your hip, your right hip, into the floor so the knee can come up. So your right quad would get long, right? And this is a very important distinction, but if you're really tight in the hip flexors, which means you sit a lot, you drive a lot, this, you can even get cramps. It can be really hard. So we just take our time. Even if you lift the knee, just think of a piece of paper sliding under it. That small. There you go. And then when you do that, think of your hip pushing down. The hip goes forward, the knee comes up. Are we getting it? So this is actually just this movement that you're doing right now is the, I'm going to call it, second phase of walking. And it's the phase that gets left out, where the glutes, the hamstrings are all working with your extensors. Beautiful. Okay. Now, keeping the legs up just a little longer, let's pause with that right knee and let's shift over to the left. So again, you want to think of the left hip pressing straight down. And if the knee just lifts enough to get a piece of paper under it, it's not about how high you lift. It's what you do to lift. So you don't want to be rolling that pelvis. You want to press that left hip down and float the knee up. And again, witness for yourself, is one leg easier than the other, right? Okay, let's just pause for a moment. I'm going to have you stay on your stomach, but just lower your legs to rest. Just pause for a moment. Okay, let's bend the knees again. Bring the feet up. And this time, float both knees up. So this will help stabilize the pelvis from wanting to turn left or right. So think both hips push forward, both knees float up, right? All the extensors work in your back. That's it. And again, if you're experiencing some cramping, right, in the glutes and stuff, what that is telling you, right, everything you feel is information. It means that you're not familiar using the extensors in your back, so you overuse your hamstrings and glutes. Okay? So what does that mean now that you know that? It means just this movement alone. If you just leave today's class and you were to do something on your own, just working on this, so that your hips and belly could push into the floor, that you could get your extensors in your back to fire and stop using the hamstrings and glutes so much. And you may be using the calf muscles too. Beautiful, CJ. Okay. Let's let it go. Roll onto your backs and rest. So you should begin to start feeling now on your back. And for many of you, this might be a very new sensation, right? You're actually starting to feel more of an arch. And it's like a longer arch, right? All the way up to your neck, right? So often we think, oh yeah, making contact with the floor is a good thing. But it's relative to what we're doing. So as we're engaging these extensors, right now your back hopefully feels really good, but there's not as much contact, right? Because you're firing those extensors and you're lifting and lengthening, but you probably feel the shoulder blades are now making more contact. Okay, so let's go back over onto your stomach. Your right hand is on top of the left. And your right ear is on the back of the right hand. And then you're going to bend your left knee again, just the left. And this time you're going to bring your left arm down to attempt to get a hold of the left leg. Now, here's the warning. I would prefer you grab your pants to start with. So that you are not pulling the heel to your butt, okay? That is the tendency, is everybody grabs their foot and then their foot is almost touching their butt. So I'd rather you grab your pants, yeah, loosely, so that you try to keep your foot still directed towards the ceiling, okay? Now, using your right arm, you're going to lift your head, look over your left shoulder, and the left shoulder blade should move down so that you're not pulling on the foot as much. And I actually want you to think of pressing the left hip into the floor, right, as you look up and over. And getting a hold of the pant leg is the least of important things. If you can hold the pant leg and you push the left hip in the floor as you float your head up with the right arm, now can you, beautiful CJ, now can you move the left foot a little bit away from you, right? You don't want it to come to your butt. That is just putting a lot of force on your knee, right? This is about opening your hip joint and firing your extensors. So in fact, when your head floats up, when you reach back towards your left leg, the left heel moves slightly away from you and you start to feel long in your left quad. Like the whole left quad presses into the floor. Yeah, the knee floats up. Okay, and then really see if, so it's so interesting watching you here, Nia. See if you can really engage more your extensors and less of that. But I wanted to watch you to see if you kept doing it. So there you go. No, to look, I want you to extend. I don't want you to shift laterally. So that means rotate a little bit, yeah. And so do it again, up like that, barely turn, yes. So it's all in here, and because that isn't so free for you, you do this big lateral turn. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that relates back to what we haven't talked about for a while, this whole neck thing, jaw thing. So When something's not available, you've done enough of this work, you're so smart, you'll default to another movement. Okay, so let's try it again. So yes, that is what I want you to work on. Just lift, and then out of the corner of your eye, see the foot. Beautiful. Your sidekick over here does it awesome. So he can help you at home. Excellent. There. So really lift That's it. So it's you're making like a bow, like you know a bow and arrow, right? Your front side is like the curved part of the bow. Beautiful. There you go. Yeah, you're good. Okay, let's let it go and rest onto your back. That was exhausting, right? Again, if this feels hard, it means how much you need it. And most of us have no idea. And that is including myself at times, how rounded we are. Right? You don't often know where you're at in space. There's this gal at the other gym, and let's see if you guys have this experience. You know when you notice somebody, right? So every time I notice her, which is almost every day, because we're both in there at the same time pretty much every day, but just looking at her immediately takes my thought to posture. This gal has the most amazing posture, and she makes me aware of, I am not standing up that straight. I tend to be more, I'm more of a leaner forward, not a rounder forward, right? There's different forwards, right? But I often sense in myself, I'm more like, kind of like leaning in a slight round of the right forward. I'm not like totally bent over like this. She is like, my God, her shoulder blades are so much back and just so lifted on her front side. She just has this beautiful posture. So when you see somebody either have really good or really bad, it makes you, right, aware. Yes? But often we don't even know where we are. I don't know, for me, rarely do I notice somebody with exquisite posture, and seeing her every day, and she's really, really strong in the gym, but she just, it's just, I'm like, and then I'm just like, okay, that's not me. So it's my awareness. Okay, let's go back over. Your left ear on your left hand. Have your right hand down by your side. So left ear on your left hand. Bend the right foot, right? Okay, so you're going to, it's work in progress, right? It's not important yet to hold the pant or hold the foot. Because again, I don't want you pulling on the knee. I don't want the heel touching your butt. So first do the lifting. And as I was working with Nia about, is there's very little side bending. You really are working the extensors. So that means you lift the chest, you lift the head, the hips push into the floor. You mildly look over your right shoulder to see the right foot, and then your hand gets closer. So Corinne, you're the same way. You like to do a big lateral movement. So you and Nia are buddies this way. You guys are two flowers in the same flower garden. But it's a pretty flower garden. So turn your head this way. There you go. So just think extensors. Just lift. Yes. And just think of seeing with your eyes that you don't have to do this turn here. Yeah. Right? Your eyes are looking over. Yes. Much better. Okay. Much better. So again, the extensors are hard. They're hard because we're weak. Oof. I know. That's it. Just try it a couple more times. Okay. Let's rest it. Roll onto your back and rest. I mean, and so in some ways, we're making things worse. You know, one of the new things that I've heard with infants, right? It's crazy to me. I really think it's crazy. This business of an infant, and you're supposed to keep them on their back and don't hogwash. This is what you need to go on your stomach to be able to fire the extensors. A baby has to do this to hold up their head. And then when we tell new parents to not let their children do it, they are getting so weak. No wonder they suffocate, because they can't lift the head. It's crazy making to me. Now, I understand the blankets and the pillows, right? That makes sense. You know, I remember even I had at the time two cats. And they say, you know, you be really careful. Cats, and the cat doesn't want to suffocate the child. It just, cats love to get up and snuggle next to anything and all that fur, right? But it's critical for a baby to be on its stomach. Critical. So, you know, children are developing worse and worse postures now. And a lot of neck issues. Okay, let's go back over onto your stomach. Right hand is now on top of left. Bend both knees. And your right ear is on the back of the right hand. And I'm sorry, just your left leg is up. There you go. So you're going to lift with your right arm, looking over your shoulder, looking towards that left foot. There you go. And then start to do like you're doing, CJ. You're going to now start to lift the left knee, right? As you look at the left, so that should help you. So not very much side bending, but a lot of arching. So you're pushing the hip down. You're floating the head up with your right arm, lifting the left knee.
Don't lift your head independent.
Pardon me?
I was telling Robert not to lift his head independent, sorry. It only hurt his neck.
That's it. Now, change your legs. Keep your arms the same way. Just rest the left leg. That's it. Now you're going to lift. And again, it's extensors, so it's the lifting and arching to look for the right heel. Beautiful. The right knee comes up. Excellent. Okay, and let's pause again on your stomach. Keep your head the same way. Just let your legs rest. Observe resting on your stomach, your breath and your breathing. Yeah, so I bring that up about the babies because it was just recently on the news, like saying it's imperative that they're on their backs until a certain age. And it's like, you know, we create so much interference with the process of development, right? Or I just think about, like, in other parts of the world, these women that they have like those cloth sling things, right? And they're carrying the baby next to them, and right? They're all crumpled up, and you know, sometimes they're on their back and in front, and everything's good. Okay, so we're going to have, once again, your right ear on the back of the right hand, but you're going to bend both legs up, okay? So you're going to float your head up with the right arm, you're going to extend a lot, and you're going to see if you see both of the heels, right? And both knees come up. So very little side turning, a lot of extension. That's it. Just do that a couple more times. What is your name?
Robert.
Robert? Yes? Okay. Let's try with your legs long. Let's see if you can lift. Let's try your right leg. Keep it straight from the hip. Yeah, let the knee come up and the foot. Yes. Is that easier? Does that help the cramps stay away?
Yeah, my hamstring cramp.
Yeah, yeah. So I want you to do it with your legs long. And still lift your head, right? But legs long. Yes, much better. Okay, let's roll onto your backs and rest. Have you had back surgery?
Many.
Two. You came to the perfect class. This is perfect for you.
Yeah.
No, really, seriously. It's always so interesting how when people randomly show up and it's like, I mean, you know, and this is really hard for you. But it's exactly what you need. So I'm going to modify it for you with your legs long so that you do this every day. You should do some of this at home. And it made sense when I said the hamstrings is because your back after the surgery is so weak. So, and it's the upper back that we need to work on. Okay, back over, guys. Left hand on top of right, left ear on the back of the left hand. Start with your right leg bent. Float your head up. Remember, arch to see the right heel. Then let the right knee float up. Beautiful, Robert. You keep those legs long. That was awesome. Now remember, the only thing is, Robert, you're rolling the pelvis. Remember, I want that hip to press down. I know. You'll do a lot of rotation to avoid the arching. So it's your job to say, That was exquisite. Beautiful, Robert. Beautiful. Now let's bring the other leg up, change them. Left leg is up, right leg long for the moment. Again, you arch, you're looking over the right shoulder, your eyes are stretching to see the left heel and the left knee floats up. Beautiful, Robert, beautiful. And so what's so important in here, and especially with this particular lesson, right, is engaging the extensors. And so I'm helping correct and adjust some of you to keep that theme there. Right? It's not so important necessarily seeing the heel. It's important to understand what you're engaging to possibly be able to do that. Now bend both legs. So both legs are up. Lots of lift, so that means both hips push down, both knees float up. No, Robert, you're always with legs long. So you do both legs lifting at the same time. This will keep you from rocking and rolling. Think of both hips pushing down and let both knees and legs just float up. And you always keep those legs straight like sticks. And that goes right into your glutes and then your upper back. Nia, that's so much better. Beautiful. See, it's doable. Okay, everybody onto their backs. And once you're on your back, bend your knees. Bring your knees into your chest. Bring your right hand below your right knee, your left hand below your left knee. So, no, you had it right. Kneecap, right here, below your kneecaps. So not underneath the knees. Think of where your kneecaps are. Corinne, kneecaps, below. And yes, you would never put your hands the other way. Okay, spread your knees a little wide and then bring your knees a little bit up to your chest and let them pull away to pull on your arms a little bit. So your knees come in and then they come away. So in, not in together, in towards your chest and then they pull a little bit away on your arms. Okay, so it's thinking of your knees moving towards your armpits and then your knees move away from your armpits. So towards your armpits, Robert. Not that way, yeah, armpits. Your armpits are up here. So bring your knees into your chest and then let the knees pull. There you go. That's it. Good. Pause. Let your legs come down. Lengthen them out. Rest for a minute. See how your spine's doing. It's nice and long. And it's more arched. So again, so often people think just because we suggest when you're lying on your back, right? Notice how you feel. People think, oh, my spine should be making contact. Not necessarily. You want the spine elevated slightly and you want the shoulder blades to be rolling back. You want the butt cheeks to be making contact. But when you don't have that extension and you're really rounded, flexed, your whole spine will be on the ground. Okay, let's roll over one more time to your stomach. Your right hand is on top of your left, and your right ear is on the back of the right hand. Bend both knees, not you, Robert. Your legs are long, okay? And once again, lifting your head, looking over the left shoulder to see the left foot and the right foot. So both legs are there, and you're arching. And again, so think a lot of arch, the knees slightly come up, the hips press down. Beautiful. Okay, rest the legs for a minute. Turn your head. Left ear is on the left hand on top of the right. Then you're going to bend both knees again. Right, and then you're going to lift, float the head up, looking over that right shoulder, thinking that you can see in your peripheral the right heel and then the left heel. Robert, your legs are long. Try it one more time. Beautiful. Okay. Roll over onto your backs again. And once you're on your back, this time you're going to bring your knees up into your chest by themselves. Your hands are interlaced behind your head. And you're just going to gently lift your head, softening your neck, folding and lifting towards your knees. So you're going to look towards your knees. Let your legs, you were doing fine. Let your feet, yeah. Feet are relaxed. So you lift your head with your arms, look at your knees. Beautiful, stretch out the spine a little bit. Okay, let that go. Legs long, arms long, and rest. And check in to notice how you're resting on the floor now. What parts of you are making contact? What parts are not? How do your shoulder blades feel now? How does your upper, mid, and lower back feel now? How is your pelvis lying on the floor? Can you sense how the front of your hips and thighs are stretched out? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality of rolling your head and neck now, the ease, because we've had your head turned to each side while being on your stomach, and because you've been working your extensors, your neck muscles don't have to work. So again, the two things that get extremely affected, the lower back and the cervical spine, when the extensors are not firing. Okay, so taking your time, you can roll to a side, come to sitting, come to standing to see how beautiful your posture feels in standing.